First lesson from the word is from a portion of the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, where we hear about the Lord. And now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Amen. Now, we heard today about two sisters, one named Martha and the other Mary, who were being visited by the Lord. And that, of course, was a great honor and joy. But they reacted in very different ways. What was Martha doing? Well, we are told she was cumbered about by many things, probably serving. Probably what Martha was doing when she knew that the Lord was coming was that she started to cook up a great feast. That was how she wanted to show the Lord how much she loved him and honored him. But Mary acted in a very different way. We are told that she simply, when the Lord came into the house, she sat at his feet and listened to him, listened to his word. And then the next thing that happened was that Martha got very upset seeing Mary just sitting there, seemingly doing nothing at all, while she was working hard in the kitchen. And so she went into the Lord and complained to him and told him to tell Mary to go out and help Martha. But then when the Lord heard that, he didn't tell Mary to go out and help Martha, although he knew how hard Martha had been working. Instead, he told Martha that he was worrying too much about those things, and that Mary was the one who had chosen the good part, he said. That is, the good part of being with him. And that is something that we need to learn from this story too. Now, we are busy with many things. You may be going to school and doing homework, doing chores, and also having fun with friends. But this story reminds us that sometimes we should take the time simply to listen to the Lord, to learn from his word, to think about what we learn from his word, and also to try to understand it better and better. Because as we do that, then it is that we, just like Mary, have chosen the good part, or the better part, that part which will remain with us forever and ever.